This is Guy at the Kent Shakespeare Company with the very first inaugural podcast for the week ending 15th of April 2011. Spring is here, so that must mean it's time to get rehearsing for the summer production. If you don't know, the Kent Shakespeare Company produce an annual outdoor production of one of Shakespeare's plays in the grounds of Mount Ephraim near Faversham in the southeast of England. For close to 30 years, there's been a Shakespeare production at Mount Ephraim in June, and that's what we're still going to keep doing. This year, the chosen play is As You Like It. Wikipedia says As You Like It is a pastoral comedy by William Shakespeare, believed to have been written in 1599 or early 1600 and first published in the folio of 1623. However, to be honest, it's not one of the plays I know particularly well, but I do know somebody who does. Emily Bright is directing this year's show, so after a rehearsal earlier this week, we sat down and chatted about what makes As You Like It special and why she chose it to be this year's play.
And you have co-directed with me the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And you've made it all the way to the dizzy heights of main director for this one, and you chose As You Like It. So, I don't know much about As You Like It. It's not a play I'm familiar with at all, really. So, what's it about?
What's it about? It is very much like most of the pastoral comedies, so it's about bugger all. Couple of lovers want to get together. Hilarity ensues, I would say. Chuck in some cross-dressing and a nice kind of Robin Hood, days of old, golden age setting. Mix it up a bit and that's what you've got.
Excellent. And what draws you particularly to it?
I wouldn't say I'm particularly drawn to As You Like It as a play. It's one that I'm very fond of. I know that it was my mother's favourite when I was a child, which was always very important because I came to Shakespeare at quite a young age. So anything that is a parent's favourite always makes some sort of impression. You know, that must be the best one then. I love Rosalind as a character and I also love Phoebe as a character. They're favourites of mine. I did it at university, but I think some of the key speeches, you know, Rosalind lines, principally the men have died from time to time and worms have eaten them, but not for love, is one of my favourite quotes, as is sell when you can, you're not full market. It has some very nice moments.
Yeah. And I suppose for anyone listening to this that doesn't know it, the big famous speech is the Seven Ages of Man speech that pretty much everyone does know, even if they don't know it comes from this particular play.
Yeah, I mean, having taught an introduction to Shakespeare in year 7 and 8, you always do the Seven Ages of Man speech. So you just get it on a sheet and the kids have to go through and chart the different ages in a comic strip. So yeah, most people do know it quite well.
And how do you think it's going so far?
Because of the way that we're doing it, it's very bitty at the moment because of the way we're putting it together. But I have so enjoyed the rehearsals we've done so far, looking at the language and really coming to terms with it.
Yeah, we've tried this year doing a lot more indoor stuff before we go out and freeze our nuts off at Mount Ephraim. And you're pleased with that? I personally think it's worked for me. I think it gives us a lot more time to concentrate on the words.
Yeah, no, I think it's working really, really well. It's giving people an opportunity to question. And it's just very, very enjoyable, you know, seeing the different journeys that different cast members are going on is really, really interesting. I particularly enjoyed the rehearsal with Jaques the other night. I found that quite inspiring.
Yes, yeah, excellent. Thank you.
Indeed.
Say all these treble pipes and whistles and his sound. Last scene of all. That ends this strange, eventful history. The second childishness, and mere oblivion. Sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything.
Good. I think there are two ways, potentially, we can go with that speech.
Yeah.
You can either make it incredibly theatrical, so you're almost acting out the different bits as you're saying them.
Straight away, I'd say no to that.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
If I was doing that, I don't think it would work. I don't think I would be able to do it like that. I don't think I could make it work like that.
But no, I mean, I don't disagree with you. I'm not saying that I'm right at all. I'm
but try it.
Yeah, I'm just saying that that would be a way to do it.
Yeah, okay.
And sort of the reason I wanted you to do it, it was the way that you were saying stuff.
Oh, the world's a stage. And all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances. And one man in this time plays many parts, his acts being 7 ages. At first the infant mewling and puking in the nurse's arms.
You'll no doubt be eager to learn how that ends, and where David and Emily's work on that famous speech takes them. The way to do that, of course, is to buy tickets, and to find out how to do that, visit kentshakespeare.co.uk. We'll be releasing a podcast every week in the run-up to the show in June, and we'll be keeping the blog updated with news and info. So, until next time, bye.